You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're still here in Dubai, joined by Jamie Moore. The first thing I said to Cole last night when I spoke to him is what a career he's had.
Yeah. Unbelievable career, unbelievable person. And listen, he strived to go an extra mile and try and do something what nobody had done before. There's always going to be a big ask, just, you know, first and foremost because of the size difference. You know, secondly, Kyle's 34 now, he's not a spring chicken. And training camp was perfect, went brilliant. Often, you know, you hear it over the years, everything went well in the gym, he just couldn't get it off on the night. And, you know, partially that's down to Herring. I could see Kyle's timing was off and it just wasn't quite there for him. And as the fight went on, you know, he was hurt a few times. You could see he got stopped in his track a few times with the shots, and I was never going to let him get there. You know, it's just never. I would never let anybody get hurt. You've always got to make the right decision, and you know, is it more difficult in that situation, knowing what's at stake and sort of the magnitude of the fight? Of course it is, but doesn't make the decision any less right or wrong. It's still the right decision, whether it's a four rounder or whether it's a world title fight. So it was only difficult because of the magnitude of the fight. It wasn't a difficult decision for me because I knew it was the right decision. I actually was going to throw it about 10 seconds before, and he sort of dug in and landed a couple of clean shots, so I just held it for a split second, and then he got caught another decent shot, and then as soon as he started to try and let his hands go, I was through the towel, and that was it. Carl sort of gave me a look as if to say no, but it was the right thing. And afterwards he said, you know, I know he was right, he was just heartbreaking. So I'm just glad for him now. You know, like I've said it before, 2 years ago we sat in the change rooms after the Josh Warrington defeat, and he said he was going to retire. And I was happy for him then because he gets to go and enjoy his life. And he tried to be great, he tried to do something what nobody expected him to do, or nobody thought he could do, and he fell short, but you know, this is boxing.
I mean, as a fighter, and especially as Carl is a warrior, he was always going to react like that at the time. You know, he looked at you thinking, no, just let me carry on, give me 10 more seconds probably. But as you said, when he came back here, and you read everyone's social media reactions, you've got absolutely the right thing to do.
That's his job. His job is to fight to the very end until they can't fight anymore. I know he will do that. You know, I Tommy Coyle in the past, I knew he would fight until there was not a last breath in him. And that's their job. That's not my job. My job is to look after that, protect him from himself. Carl got to this point last night in that fight where it was virtually impossible for him to come through it and win. Yet he was only, so I was only going to leave him in there at risk of further damage. For what? For what? You know, and I'd much, much rather him finish on his feet in that situation than flat on his back, potentially with something more serious going on, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, so I've no issue, I've no hesitancy in doing what I did last night, and I'll do it again, because the nature of this sport is, you know, you hesitate for 20 seconds, 10, 20 seconds, and it's the difference between a serious injury or last night getting called a good stoppage. So I'm glad he can relax now and enjoy the rest of his life. What an absolutely fantastic career. He'll be remembered for the great nights what he's given everyone. Every one of his supporters will remember him for, you know, for the rest of their lives as giving him some great nights.
Absolutely, and a great ambassador outside the ring as well.
Great person. I'm glad he came to us not in a good place and hating boxing. And he's going away from it sort of not on a high but in a better place mentally, and you know, he's enjoyed boxing for the last 3.5 years, which you know, if that's the only thing we can take from this, he's become a better person, and or he feels like he's become a better person, and he's enjoyed the sport, what's given him so much for the last 3.5 years, then that'll do for me.
Yeah, as you said, the main thing is that he's gone safe and sound back to his family. Hopefully he lands in a couple of hours and he can enjoy the rest of his life. You know, he's got plenty out of the sport, giving everyone great nights to remember, and hopefully he stays in the sport. So those are the main things. But in terms of the actual fight itself, I think it's fair to say Jermell, the first couple of rounds, you know,
got to give him massive credit.
Looked, you know, punch perfect in there at times.
Yeah, you know, our plan was to try and get him to come forward. We sort of knew he was going to try and sit and shoot those single time those counter lefts up the middle, and we tried to sort of bring him out of his comfort zone and come forward. Carl's timing was just off. You know, Jermell's jab has never been the crispest, so we figured we'd be able to play off that and start timing counter shots off it. But Carl's timing just wasn't there early on. He only sort of started to come in the fourth round. He had a good fourth round, and then got hurt early in the fifth, and then sort of pulled that momentum away. So as much as we can say Carl wasn't on it, Jermell did perform brilliantly. We never got the opportunity to test whether he was going to, the weight was an issue, because he performed so well. Mm. So hats off to him. He was a gentleman all the way through it. Him and his team, his wife, you know, so respectful. And that's how it should be. You know, you go in there, you do your best, and then afterwards you shake hands and made a, you know, wish him all the best for the future.
What was the instructions after that cut that Jermell suffered? What was the instructions to Carl?
Well, all the way through, Carl's front hand had been working well in the gym. You know, Carl's been guilty in the past of falling into the pocket and squaring up, and we didn't want him to give Jermell those options because he likes to loop that left up the middle. And all the way through training, he wasn't doing that. He was keeping his shape well, keeping that front hand forward. And I was saying to him, you know, sort of come over the top of that pouring front hand, come over the top, because he can't see. I was saying he won't be able to see well through that front eye now. So target it. But he just wasn't able to do it, and it was just one of them things, you know. It's again, the difficulties what Jermell was presented last night in terms of the cut and the vision problems, he didn't let that hinder him, so you have to take that off to him.
Well, not his night last night, but as we said, goes home healthy. And I mean, if 1% of fighters could achieve and give the fans what Carl did, you know, fighters before they start their career would be over the moon with what Carl has done. So an absolutely legendary career, a legend of a guy. So just your final word on last night and Carl's career.
Well, I'll finish off by saying what an amazing human being Carl is. The stuff what he's done for his country, bringing communities together and sort of being that neutral person and never siding with people, just being a great ambassador for Northern Ireland in general and for boxing. And he's going to go down, you know, he's a Hall of Fame fighter without a doubt. In years to come, people are going to look back and wish he was around to go to a Carl Frampton fight. So we've been blessed enough to be around it. I've been fortunate enough to be part of his last 3.5 years of his career. And more than anything, I'm just proud to call him a friend.
Jamie Moore, thank you very much for your time on IFL TV this week in Dubai. Do appreciate it, and safe travels back to the UK, all right?
Cheers, mate. You too, mate.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.